Design in America. Behind the art museum, the sky slips its frame, unraveling in random clouds, subject indeterminate, though down the block an old man dressed in sandwich boards shouts repent, convinced the theme is ruin, and it's his job as people pass to hiss, behind your pretty face, worms, behind your fancy car, flames. But when a pistol points at me, your soul's a hollow brick. It's as if I knew all along when I set out this morning in a new dress to view what the art museum says changed the future of design in America. Some nut would shake a crooked finger and I'd start to crumble. 1 minute, content, looking at giant Marilyns, all flat and broken up into dot matrix. The next, out on the sidewalk's gritty slabs, being told that below these rocks, other rocks bubble and steam in Earth's black pot. And if this scrawny guy, slathered with bumper stickers about doom's invisible curtains ready to drop, is right? Well, the ex-con on his stool outside the coffee shop just shakes his head and keeps on making tinfoil wolves, aluminum horses, hand-crimped trees filled with Reynolds wrap birds, and like a god who can't bear to let one sparrow drop. What he misses up, he twists into leaves, into little wads of cocoon, slightly cracked.